Hey guys, this is Lance from the DC3 marketing team, and today I am visiting with people who are involved with the Accelerated Pathway to Teaching Partnership. Up first is...
I'm Joanne Knight, the Executive Director of the Dodge City Ford County Development Corporation and the newly formed Rural Education and Workforce Alliance.
And I'm happy to join the conversation. My name is Carrie Baker. I'm the Public Information Officer with USD 443.
I'm also very excited to be here. I'm Jane Huerta, Academic Vice President for Dodge City Community College.
And I'm Tiffany Webster, Administrative Assistant out here at Newman University.
Awesome. Okay. So we've named this the Accelerated Pathway to Teaching, but who wants to answer exactly what that is?
Accelerated Pathway to Teaching is students transfer to Newman University already having their Associate of Arts or Associate of Science degree or at least 60 college credits, and those would be in pretty specific classes. And they would come to Newman and finish their Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education in 16 months. They do 1 year of classwork and then one semester of student teaching.
Okay. So how did this all come together?
I think it was because there is a significant need for teachers. We have a shortage, and from the workforce base, that's why it's important to Joanne Knight and her team. It is also very important to USD 443. How are we going to meet that need for teachers? And so we were very excited about the collaborative effort between Newman and Dodge City Community College as well, because when we're first talking about those initial courses and classwork, that can absolutely happen at Dodge City Community College. USD 443 is excited to maybe bring on or grow our own teachers in Western Kansas. We find that that is a tremendous asset. So we're looking forward to seeing how this develops. We already have had a tremendous amount of interest.
Carrie, you mentioned, you know, growing your own teachers. What exactly is the value of growing your own teachers, you know, someone from this community?
That's a very good question, and I think we can talk about that, what it means for Southwest Kansas, because it can be difficult to recruit to Southwest Kansas. Those of us who grew up here or maybe lived in metropolitan areas but then came back, we have a very fondness for this area. It's our values. It's the friendly people. We like the work ethic that we see here in Western Kansas. And so we're talking about educating and having young people that grew up here or appreciate the rural lifestyle to be our teachers.
That makes sense. Okay. So help me understand this partnership a little better. What exactly does each entity contribute to the partnership? Starting with economic development.
Well, definitely economic development is interested in this because we have had a severe workforce shortage for many years, and our organization has created several other organizations to try to address that through the Dodge City Has Jobs website, through recruitment trips, through our housing initiative, because we were bringing people in and then couldn't find housing, so we created the Community Housing Association of Dodge City. But our most recent project is working on a university center and building business education partnerships to try to address all the different workforce issues and trying to get access to education for our non-traditional students that need a little bit more support than just an online course. And so our interest is really in trying to help build the pathways through the high school and the community college, as well as get those partnerships that they need for clinicals, and also encourage those businesses, instead of trying to recruit somebody, why not invest in that person that's been with you, that if they had those additional skills could really improve themselves as well as your business. And so we're not just looking at the education component of this for teachers. Our big focus we have right now is healthcare as well, but we actually are looking at all different areas of workforce shortage to help with it.
Makes sense. It all fits together, doesn't it? Absolutely. Okay, Carrie, what about the school district's role?
You know, we really believe in this program and we understand how critical it is, as I said earlier. So we are offering up to $3,000 in additional scholarships to help students who take this pathway so that they can virtually go to school after they receive their initial coursework of 60 hours, I believe. They can end up being a teacher fairly debt-free.
Wow.
So without additional cost, and I think that's a significant value, and so we're certainly wanting to share that information and get the word out.
Okay. Dr. Jane?
We're very excited about this opportunity to join this partnership with the school district and with Newman. We have a number of students who are very interested in education as a career and as a pathway, but it can be sometimes discouraging to students when they realize they'll need to transfer to some distance in order to complete their bachelor's degree. So to be able to stay in the area, perhaps stay at home, also reduces the cost and also facilitates their transfer and a successful degree completion.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I like the theme that you guys have been talking about, you know, keeping people here, you know, people who want to be here, helping them grow professionally and giving them a reason to stay.
And this particular pathway does allow them to stay here, and they can even work as they're going to school, mm-hmm. whichever, if they're at Dodge City Community College, they can work while they're, because of the flexible class schedules, mm-hmm. but then also with Newman, too. So that allows them to work while they're getting their degree.
Okay.
And from our point of view, too, I mean, we're getting students who are interested in education who've actually had experience in a classroom as a para working within the school system, so they're already pretty committed to this course of study, so that's an exciting thing, I think, as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the classes at Newman are 2 to 3 nights a week, so the majority of our students are already working in the school district, and Newman just started for this fall offering $18,000 a year in scholarships specifically for students out here. So that's $27,000 because they go to school for a year and a half. And so you're reducing that tuition cost by more than a half. And then with what the school district is offering, it's incredibly affordable for these students. And a lot of our students, they're non-traditional students. They're not all, you know, fresh out of high school. Some of them, you know, are adults and they have families and everything. And so our class schedule is really conducive for a family.
That's great. And your classes are taught at the old St. Mary of the Plains campus, right?
They are. And our teachers are local to the area. Some of them are teaching in the district now. Some are recently retired teachers, but it's teachers that are here that understand the challenges that students can face while working here.
So we've already discussed the financial advantages for the pairs who are in the system. Is this program going to be an ongoing program, or does it have a lifespan?
I think that's a really good question, and I'm not sure that we can answer that today. I think it does depend on the popularity of the program and, of course, funds that mm-hmm. are available, but I do know it's off to a very strong start.
Okay. Regarding the scholarships, like there are some, you know, from the school district and also some available from Newman. The ones from the school district, can those be applied to DC3 as well as the Newman scholarships, or how does that work? Is it up to their discretion how they allocate their scholarship money?
They have to have the 60 hours of coursework completed before we move forward with the scholarship. And we do ask that the students sign a contract and that they teach with us at least 2 years if they are a recipient of the scholarship from USD 443.
Okay.
I think one thing that needs to be added into here is the Community Foundation of Southwest Kansas has quite a few scholarships available as well that would apply for going to Dodge City Community College to get those generals as well. So I think that's something mm-hmm. we need to keep in mind as well.
So if there are some people listening to this broadcast who are thinking, hey, I think maybe I'd like to do that, what would be their next steps and who should they contact first?
I think it would really depend on where they are in their academic program.
Okay.
Following the luncheon that the economic development sponsored with Newman and the school district, we did at the community college have a number of students contact us. And so those were students who were wanting to either begin or continue or complete their associate's degree. We did have a couple who wanted transcripts evaluated, and we referred them on to Newman.
Okay.
They can reach out to the school district.
School district,
too.
Okay.
We can find out where they're at in their path, and they can contact Dr. Ramona Nance with the HR department at USD 443, or they can reach out to the public information office, and we will certainly direct their questions to the right people.
Before we go, do you guys have any stories about this program already? Like, are there any special stories that stand out?
We're just getting started, and I would love to give you a number of how many students have signed up. I don't think we know that exactly, but we were quite pleased with the number of students that came forward and were very interested in choosing this as a pathway to become a teacher.
As Dr. Hawarda mentioned earlier, we hosted a luncheon a couple of weeks ago and invited the paras to it, and I believe we had 27, 28 paras at the luncheon that were very interested in this program. So definitely hoping that we move forward with the majority of those and get them through the process so we can have new teachers.
Sounds great. Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we go?
I'm just very excited that Newman and the school district worked together to get this put together, because this is exactly what we're trying to encourage all of our businesses to do, and for the school district to really step up and put this effort forward is what we need to grow our future.
Amen to that.
Anyone else?
I would second what Joanne is saying, and we're seeing that initiative when we're talking about the workforce issues that we have in Southwest Kansas. So again, it's not just education, but we are seeing these efforts throughout the city with all of the businesses and with Dodd City Community College, with Ford County, with the city of Dodd City, all working together. And I think that it's going to create a wonderful place for young people to come and to be able to raise their families. It's just terrific momentum, and so I'm excited to see what is that for our community.
I would echo that as well, and I just feel I need to add that we are enrolling for the fall semester now. And if you have questions about earning your associate's degree with Dodge City Community College, you can contact me at jhlwrda@dc3.edu or Jorge Estrella, who's the Student Support Center. And his phone number is 620-225-9508.
Newman is still enrolling. It's not too late. I've actually had a couple of people come into my office this week and ask if it was too late. It's not too late. Classes start at the end of August, so there's still plenty of time.
Well, there you go. If you are interested in the accelerated pathway to teaching, check it out either from the Newman side or from USD 443. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. It's been really fun discussing this awesome new partnership. I think it's going to be great for the entire community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Lance for the DC3 marketing team. Thanks for listening.